Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Very little, and I don't, and you know what? When there's very little going on in the sports world, this is where you should be anyway. Because we don't give a rat's patoot about that. We'll talk about anything. And so if you've got any issues, Dragons, that probably we should leave that for what happened yesterday. No more dragon references with D's. Okay, so maybe we can clean that up a little bit. But yeah. If you got anything that you want to talk about.
All of a sudden, we've got standards that we don't want to listen.
He just got a text.
Dragon D's is a little bit, especially when she dropped in across the face.
Well, this is 8:08. This is time to go to school time.
Yeah, this is when
wait until 9. 9's when it gets.
Well, I played it yesterday at like 8:47.
Yeah, 8:47's good.
You're
trying to get me in trouble with Marty.
Right. That you went too far, Del.
Yeah,
went too far.
We have standards here.
Not good, Del.
Okay.
Yeah. We have.
Should we remember and reminisce about yesterday when you said anyone yelling at Cooper DeJean be my Valentine meant
he could do anything he wants?
Could do anything he wanted to them?
Are you reminiscing again?
You want to talk about that as far as what is going too far?
I rest my case.
What do you mean? That's not an answer to anything.
I said it. I meant it. And
you're not a lawyer.
And I will represent it.
I rest my case. You're not a lawyer.
Right. Keith might be a lawyer. Let's get him in here. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. You guys talk about the Astros, 7, 8, 9 spots are basically three automatic outs. I'll give you four outfielders. I think one of them is good enough to make the starting lineup for the Houston Astros.
Free agent
Verdugo should still be signed. Verdugo should be signed. He had 130 hits last year, played every day for the Yankees. Why is Verdugo still out there? He's on the plus side of 30. He's only 28. Why is Verdugo not signing? You've got Mark Canna, Peralta, Adam Duvall, Jankowski. But Verdugo should absolutely be signed right now.
That's actually true.
I don't know that. Well, how many hits combined did Chaz and Jake have? And Gamble? No, that could be your outfield.
How
many hits combined did they have?
Oh, Gamble's
not. One of the reasons that Verdugo's not signed is probably because, he wants too much money. Yeah.
Oh, he's played for the Dodgers, Red Sox, and Yankees. Cheaters. Maybe that's why everyone knows he's a huge cheater. That's probably it, the money thing. But he is an everyday player. He's going to hit about 13 home runs a year. It's so funny. Since he started, he had 12 home runs in 19. 20 was the COVID year. Then in 21, he had 13, 11, 13, and 13. This guy is really consistent.
Well, he had 130 hits, but that doesn't really tell the story. He had a 647 OPS. I mean, what are you going to pay a guy with a 647?
Well, last year was his worst year.
Well, it's not trending well.
Of his career.
To answer your question, John, McCormick, Gamble, and Myers combined for 170 hits last year.
But he's a Yankee too, John. That sometimes is a little bit tougher. Like, some guys aren't built for playing for the Yankees. Yeah. I wouldn't mind at the right price. I wouldn't mind him here at all. He'd be a starter in the line. I mean, I'd rather have him than Chaz probably. Because I just don't know if I'm getting good Chaz or bad Chaz anymore.
Listen,
there's two different Chazes, and I'm not sure I want to deal with either one of them.
Who's had more success over the last decade, the Astros or the Yankees? It'd be tougher to play here.
No, because now the expectations of the media. The media's not tough on you. We see guys crumble in New York. It's not easy. Our fan base is not super hard on you. We don't have people calling into sports talk shows yelling about play. And here's another thing. If you can't find me another outfielder who's going to hit like this and that bomb, blah, blah, blah. No one does that here. Everyone's positive here.
Oh, ask Jose Abreu how hard it was to play here. Okay?
A whole lot harder in New York. Trust me. Abreu in New York, it would have been way worse for him.
I don't know. This is the pinnacle of baseball
row
here.
Of media here.
Listen,
nobody's harder than Houston.
How much you paying a guy that had a 647 OPS?
Not a lot. I got the leverage. You want to play? You want a team? Okay, then come down on your number. I mean, he's coming off of his worst year. He's been a full-time starter for four straight years. During that time, his numbers have declined each year. So, actually, his numbers have declined basically since 19 and 20. It's kind of like Bregman. All the numbers have come down.
Yeah.
OPS steadily down. You're slugging steadily down. OPS obviously down. Yeah. Verdugo's a guy who you don't have a lot of, and I don't know if the bat speed's any different. I don't know if the metrics, if his exit velo and things that the team are looking, teams who are looking at advanced metrics and some of the sports science, they may look at numbers and say, ooh, no, this is not good. This guy's headed out of the league. That could very well be the case too, because it can happen pretty quickly. So maybe the bat speed's worse. Maybe the exit velo is not what it needs to be, which both of them go hand in hand. But if not, I mean, I'd rather have him on the bench and as a part-time starter than Jake.
I'd rather have him in the outfield than any of the guys.
Yeah.
Than Dubon.
Is Jake going to be a part-time starter?
Is he going
to be more than a part-time starter?
Well, I don't think he'll be a full-time starter.
Who are the options right now? Jake, well, we'll Chaz, figure it out. Trammell, and but Gamble.
We're not doing, by the way, Jake also had 13 home runs last year. So, big deal. You got 13, Verdugo? I got 13, too. Oh, your OPS is like 643, mine's 646. And career at 662 career. This is what we got in the outfield. A career 662 OPS guy.
Yeah, Jake and Jake. Oh, now Chaz.
This is three straight years that he's been 670 or lower.
Now Chaz was hurt last year, right? He missed time.
He missed some time, yeah.
So that accounts for not the average, but how many hits he had.
He usually is like he's usually like every other year Chaz plays.
Well, it's been 227, 227, 219. So it hasn't been good for Chaz for since 20. Oh, that's
yeah.
Jake, sorry, that's Jake
year.
Myers. I apologize. Those are Jake Myers' numbers.
Yeah, Chaz, actually, the year before, Chaz had an 842 OPS.
He
had 22 home runs.
It was a good year. Remember
when
I
mean, there's a chance that Chaz bounces back this year.
Dusty's no longer feeding him peach cobbler, so that might be a problem.
Paso.
Yeah.
Daddy.
But
okay, what was your favorite part about Dusty as a manager last year?
He wasn't around, and Chaz struggled.
Guess what? Chaz had his best year when he was getting banana pudding.
Exactly.
He wasn't peach cobbler's banana pudding.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't – he needs to get back on that BP, banana pudding, not batting practice, banana pudding. If that's what it takes to get him right, to get that banana pudding, he's got an OPS of 842 year before last. Like, Jake is who he's always going to be. Jake is not going to be any different than what you've seen 3 years in a row. Chaz, at least we know he can do other stuff.
Chaz is a World Series hero.
At least two of them, the Gamble, Chaz, Jake, triumvirate. Will we see at least two of them for 120 games
this
year?
No. Not with Dubon there. Not with Altuve, the left fielder there.
I said this last year.
Not with Yordan.
Why is Dubon a platoon player?
Dubon should be getting at least 100. He should get 100 starts a year in this lineup.
Or more,
frankly.
120, 130 starts in this lineup. he's better than those guys. Why are we just he's well, that's a platoon guy. No, he doesn't have to play every position. Put him in left field every day and let's go. Okay, put him in left field and let's see what happens.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I like Mauricio Dubon.
And
he's
by
got
the
some
way,
clutch in him. I like him. He can field his position. He's got some speed and some range. I mean, I'm a Dubon fan. I'm fine with Mauricio Dubon getting 120 starts plus. That's fine with me.
Yep.
Oh, well, on this team.
All right, a little Texans talk on the other side. 713-780-3776.
The Rockets are like, hey,
Rockets are.
They don't talk about us anymore.
Mm. You know what everybody's talking about with the Rockets and basketball? Why does the NBA All-Star game suck so much? That's it.
Well,
how can you fix it?
And this is a long break, too.
This is a long break, man.
We don't get back to basketball.
They messed this whole thing up so bad. So bad.
Don't they do this every year?
It's not new.
The festivities, but don't we always wait till like Wednesday, Thursday for the game to start again? Isn't that how it always goes? Or is this different?
How long is the baseball? Baseball is what? 2 days after? 2 days after the All-Star game or
Wednesday?
3 days?
They come back on Wednesday, I think.
So it's 2 days after the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think there's one NBA game on Wednesday and then the schedule kicks back in.
Oh, well, the Rockets don't play till Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's break it here. Let's talk about my man Jim Fiume over at Gulf Coast Windows. You want to talk about greatness? You want to talk about the best? You want to talk about Premier? You want to talk about Pinnacle Award? Pinnacle Award is kind of a big deal. I keep on mentioning it. But when you get the Pinnacle Award from the Better Business Bureau, it just means that you're the best. It just means that you've done everything. Because they take all of everybody... Okay, who has written or has talked about the company, the positiveness. If you have any problems, Jim Fiume is going to make sure that it's fixed. The installation is going to be perfect. It's kind of a big deal when you're putting in windows, when you're replacing windows. And if you're replacing windows, why would you replace a window with a crappy window? You want the best window, be it that wood-clad window, aluminum window, hurricane window, or door, all of the sliding glass doors or the French doors, double, whatever it is that you're looking for, why not you get the best? Why would you get something that is not going to last? Why would you get something that you're still going to hear the noise, that's not secure, that's just going to be, and you're going to have to replace it again? Add value to your home. Add value. And, oh, by the way, save money with your air conditioning not escaping at GulfCoastWindows.com. 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com. Tell Jim you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Okay, we'll get to some Texans talk. But first, Keith on a mobile is here. So we just had Keith.
Yeah.
He wants Alex Verdugo. Here's Keith on a mobile. Hey, Keith on a mobile.
Hey, guys. Do you guys know Myra?
No, Myra no. Who?
My right nut.
This doesn't even have anything to do with Keith. There was nothing free agent based.
That's not Tom on a mobile.
It was not Myra. I mean, that's not even. That was terrible.
That's terrible.
It was terrible. Hey, Myra. Guys, we don't. That's one guy who gets that.
That's
Tom on a mobile.
I thought it'd be better Keith on a mobile.
I did too. I would have done a good one. I would have said, hey, guys, I just want to say of all the outfielders who are available, there are several backup catchers that we can look to add who can play in the outfield. Like, you could have done something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or started doing some kind of football free agents and just come with somebody who's been out of football for 10 years. Myra. That's what we did? Myra?
Oh, gosh. That's Tom, all right? Stop with the hug.
It's a combination of Tom on a mobile and the girl from yesterday.
Hey, are we sure Gilbert's okay?
I don't want to
Beetlejuice him and say his name three times and have him call and, I need a nurse in here, and then explain why he needed a nurse.
He called last week, right?
Did he?
Yeah, I believe
so. Making sure G Money's okay. We probably
Is
need
he
a
call this week.
No,
we
it's
need
only Tuesday, but not as of yet.
Run him a steak by there at some point.
But listen, Dell. It's Monday and a half of a show, okay?
Things have changed. But since he moved into that place, he's not a daily caller anymore. So I wouldn't use the Monday absence as evidence. I think just things are different over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was.
What does that mean?
The revelation of why he needed a nurse was really, really.
We shouldn't have asked.
Yeah. That was. Yeah. That bummed.
Something
us.
Yeah, that kind of bummed. You just leave on. It's best unsaid.
Yeah. So the Texans, I'm looking at. The Texans according to this, the Texans hit under 3 minutes, under 3 million, 2.588 projected cap space. That's not going to get you a lot in free agency, but we do have a couple of guys. I don't know. I don't think the Nico Autry goes right. I don't know. I could see Shaq Mason, but do you think they give up in a hurry on Danico Autry when they need defensive help, line help?
No. Now, he's not a guy who's going to help up the middle with run defense. He's a rusher, but he's a sub-package rusher. How did the Eagles win? One of the reasons the Eagles won a Super Bowl and one of the reasons that Tom Brady got beat by the Giants is they had four who could rush. This is the key. You don't want to have to blitz. You don't want to have to bring extras. And Autry is one of four who can rush. That's just it. Will Anderson. You got Anderson. You got Autry inside, bumped inside. You got Hunter on the outside. And you'll figure out. I don't know who the fourth rusher will be inside. Maybe still Edwards. Maybe they draft somebody. Who knows? But no, I don't think they'll. I'm with you, John. I don't think they do it because one of the recipes for success is having to be able to get to the quarterback with four. And that's what Autry does. Autry, that's his specialty, is rushing a passer. He got off to a slow start because he didn't get a play. Like he was suspended. So no, I financially I would get it, but I just think from what they're trying to achieve, doesn't make any sense to get rid of him. Shaq Mason is the guy that you can find a replacement level player for. Shaq Mason. He'll play to Shaq's level for substantially less. That's just the truth.
Ruth. So, yeah, they're going to restructure. They'll restructure deals. They'll cut guys. They're going to save. So they're going to have a little bit more. Would you be okay with going into next season without Shaq Mason and having to move Patterson or Juice and going into it with Fisher and Titus and Tunsil and Juice and Patterson as your starting five?
Well, I mean, I guess.
Kendrick Green? I mean, I'm assuming Kenyon Green is done, right?
Yeah, I don't think your guard. I don't think your starting right guard is on the. I don't think it's going to be Juice and Patterson, left guard and center. Kenyon Green is there. You can scratch him off. I doubt he makes this team. There's really no reason to. He's not healthy. He's not confident. He's not playing well. I mean, I guess you could keep him for the purpose of backup, but he's not playing well when he's in. I don't know. Kenyon Green is kind of a sad story to me because he had all this potential and he just hasn't showed up at all. I mean, there's been almost no flash from him. The only time I was excited was in the preseason this last year, and that was it. So I don't think one of your guard positions, I don't think is on the roster. So you could look at free agency. You could look at the draft and find
somebody. Well, that might be if your plan is getting rid of Shaq Mason, then guard has to be a priority at 25.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be at 25. I mean, you can find
all right,
starters.
Trade back and get a couple of have a couple second round picks.
Let me see who I've got some OGs who I think could come in and start right away, because you are going to, unfortunately, you do need him to come in and probably start right away. So
right away.
So
I wouldn't mind. Well, I would so say you don't want 25. So you want to move back.
Guys who fit. Tyler Brook will be off the pile. Donovan Jackson. I could see the Texans trading back and taking Donovan Jackson from Ohio State. Wyatt Milam in the late second or early third, if they were to push around from West Virginia, a tackle who I think can play guard.
Are these all guys that you think can walk in and start?
Yes, I think they can walk in and start. Yeah, I'm not telling you guys who I don't think can walk in and start. Now there's a talented. There's a guy named Charles Grant who has a lot of talent from William and Mary, but you know he's coming from William and Mary. It's a little bit of a jump. Probably needs a year of seasoning because he's going from tackle to guard in that particular case. There's a guy I like a lot from Oregon State named Josh Gray, who I think would be a nice fit. Who I probably have rated a little higher than some other people, but he's somebody that you can get in a third, maybe fourth, probably fourth round. Tate Ratledge from Georgia. He's a big guy. He's tough. Kind of average to me, but he's got traits. He's physical, and he's got what D'Amico likes, which is that, you know, he's wired with toughness and physicality. Well,
Nick does not take a guy from William & Mary, period.
Why?
So you can get him off the board.
Why?
Nick does not. He just takes big school guys. Go look at his picks. All of them are at all of his picks. All of them. He doesn't take William & Mary guys.
But the Patriots did. Cole Strange, UT Chattanooga, that's why Bill Belichick is
better than the Patriots.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Small school guys work too. Signed Jerry Rice and Walter Payton.
Okay. Sixth round picks work too. Signed Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's right. I love when people bring up those like Tom Brady is the outlet. I saw, you know, Jason Brown, the coach from, he's got his own little Twitter, you know, his ex Twitter live show. And I saw a clip from it yesterday, and they were talking, I don't know who this guy was, and he was talking about Shiloh Sanders not getting invited to the combine. I'm like, so what? Shiloh can't tackle, like he can't play. And this guy said, and this guy goes, look, I think he's a late to undrafted player, but if I were talking to Shiloh, I'd tell him, who cares? These guys don't know, I'll just say squat. The fact that you're not at the combine, they don't know. Todd, they don't have any idea what they're doing. Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. And all I can think of is every time somebody tries to use the greatest outlier in the history of sports, it's like they let Tom Brady go to the sixth round. Well, who's they? Most of these guys were in college or even younger when Tom Brady was drafted. He was drafted in what, 20? 99, 20, I mean, I'm sorry, 99 or 2000? It was 25 years ago. Some of these GMs weren't even like scouts back then. Right. They were in college. So maybe they do know D about D.
So here, here's where Nick Caserio draft picks come from. Georgia, Notre Dame, USC, Ohio State, Oregon, Louisville, USC, Auburn, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Penn State, Houston, TCU, Alabama, Notre Dame, Iowa State, Pittsburgh, LSU, Texas A&M, Baylor, Alabama. Yeah. Florida, Stanford, Oregon State, LSU, Stanford, Michigan, Miami,
Power
TCU,
five.
And Arizona.
Power five.
That's it. Well, yeah, Houston. Yeah, yes, Houston.
Yeah, not a traditional power, but still.
Well,
hometown guy.
Yeah, Louisville. I mean, Pittsburgh.
Hometown
all
guy.
Power five. That's all he likes.
Yeah, but not traditional. But your point is taken. Penn State, Alabama, Georgia. These are, you know, these are traditional power type schools. USC, not as much Stanford, but you know they're a Pac-12 school. But yeah, your point is your point. And I think D'Amico likes guys that, you know, they typically are going to have better traits. Now he is a traits guy: height, weight, length, speed. You know, Belichick comes from the Bill Parcells school of height, weight, length, speed. You want guys who don't look like other. The idea from Bill Parcells is you want players who walk the earth. You want players who not many people who walk the earth look like them.
Right.
It's something like that.
In the guys that you named, I would probably bet it's going to be the Oregon or Georgia guy.
Tate Ratledge. Well, Oregon State. So it wasn't Oregon.
Oh, Oregon State.
I don't know if Oregon State falls in that same little thing.
They don't. Well, not anymore, but they, yeah.
But no, there's an Alabama guy. I'm sure they would love to have Tyler Booker, but he'll be off the board. And Donovan Jackson from Ohio State, that fits.
Yeah, he fits.
He absolutely fits. Yeah, the first three guys I have rated are Booker 1, Donovan Jackson 2. I actually have them with the same grade. I have a late first on both of them. And then Tate Ratledge from Georgia and then Wyatt Milam. Now, they drop down into the 62s, which means average starter. So I've got a pretty big jump from the top two to the next two. But all four of those guys could come in and start. I'm not saying they would, you know, not have their bumps, but at least you have more upside with them at guard long term than some of the guys. I kind of like Miles Frazier as a fourth round guard out of LSU. Joe Huber from Wisconsin in the fifth round. I mean, there's some guys you can find. I'm not 100% sure they're going to work out great for you.
Yeah.
Some of them.
All right, let's break. Let's talk about – this is the difficult decision. But we just heard Doc Manavis a little while ago, and she says if you're 50 years old, you need to go see her. Okay? Chances are that your prostate is expanding, okay, because you're 50 years old or older. You go in there and you, I mean, I don't know how many times you're getting up in the middle of the night. I don't know how many times you have to get up during the game and go to the bathroom. I don't know. Can you start and stop? Is there, I mean, do you have this like overwhelming urge to pee and then, you know, very little's coming out? You need Doc Manavis, okay, because it could lead to liver problems, kidney problems, urinary tract infections, all of these things. You don't want that. If you have cancer, it's a different deal. Doc Manavis will refer you to somewhere else, but she's going to do an MRI, and then she's going to give you an IV, and that's going to be the process. MRI, IV, about 45 minutes. She wants you to hang out for a half an hour, and the process is over. No surgery. All the pain that's involved is putting in an IV. That's the way to do it. Do not get surgery if you have an enlarged prostate, because Doc Manavis is going to take a much, much, much better option. You need Doc Manavis. So if you got any of these symptoms, you need her. 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com. All right, welcome back. Lance, what do you think about Kenneth Grant from Michigan?
Who?
Kenneth Grant.
Yeah, he's weird. I talked to his strength coach and also Sharon Moore, their head coach, about him. And he's going to test, like, he's on Bruce Feldman's freak list, which The Athletic's Bruce Feldman comes out with an incredible list where he talks to all the strength coaches around the country and he finds out who the biggest freaks are. Like, the guys who are going to run the fastest, jump the highest, the best athletes and the strongest guys and stuff like that. And Kenneth Grant is, like, up at number two or number three. And I watch him and I'm just like, eh. I mean, he doesn't really play like that all the time. And his testing, and I talked to Ben Herbert, who's now, he's with the Chargers now. He used to be at Michigan. He's one of the best in the country. He's unbelievable. And he's like, Lance, because he looks like a strength coach, bald head, goatee, rocked up. Like, strength coaches are just different. You know that, John.
He's like, Lance. They're maniacs.
That man is going to be one of the freak daddies that you've ever seen. Blah, blah, blah. And he was telling me all this testing he's going to do. And I'm like, dang, I don't always see it on tape. And then I asked Sharon Moore about it, the head coach, because I was calling asking about an offensive lineman he has. And he said he just hasn't figured out that he's bigger and stronger than everyone else. He said once he stops trying to do little moves, you know, like, I'm going to try to hit him with this move or this move, and starts playing through guys with power, and he realizes, hey, I'm bigger, faster, and more explosive than all these other guys. He goes, he's going to be a real problem. And so it reminded me of something J.J. Watt said after his 2011 season, his rookie season. I had a chance. I was doing Z Report, which is the Chronicle blog that I was writing at the time, and Kevin Cooper invited me over and said, hey, Gatorade's doing this thing with J.J. Watt, but, you know, one of the things is I can take a local media member and have him interview J.J. You want to come do it? I said, yeah, absolutely. So this is after his rookie season. Now, if you remember, and some of you won't, maybe you're not old enough to remember, you won't follow him, J.J. was not a popular pick here in Houston. People wanted Nick Fairley or, you know, whoever they wanted. And some people were, like, okay with it, but J.J. was not a popular pick. He was just, like, he was okay. Well, he started off, and he was pretty good, nothing special. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the year, he just started, like, he hit a different level. We started realizing, wait a minute, this guy's starting to dominate. And there was a game against the Colts where he had two 15-yard penalties for, like, one was a late hit, and one was he went down too low at a guy's legs because he basically beat a guard and was, like, stumbling forward to make a sack. But he had this dominant, dominant game against the Colts early on. And then as the season went on, like the last six or seven games of the year, he was just played at a different level. And I asked him, I said, what happened? Like, why did you, it seemed like something clicked for you. He said, well, at first I was trying to I was thinking too much and I was trying to figure out ways to beat my guy. And I was, you know, I was being reactive. He goes, then I started to realize there was a game where I started realizing, wait a minute, I'm stronger than this guy. I'm more explosive. Like, I can get rid of him quickly. I can beat them. He kind of, in his own mind, he just had a confidence where he understood, wait a minute, I'm better than this guy. What am I doing? Why am I sitting back and playing to his level? I'm better than him. I just need to play at a higher level. And ever since JJ told me that, I realized that there's going to be players who are ready to play. Like, JJ was pretty freaky athletically. If you go look at his combine testing, it was really, really good. Same way Mario Williams was. But JJ was way up there, too. And those guys who have really freaky height, weight, explosiveness, length, you know, those kind of traits, if it clicks for them mentally, they're equipped to dominate guys. And so Kenneth Grant is equipped to dominate players. He just isn't doing it yet. So I like, this is where good scouts, where I'm not sure if I'm one of them or not, project him to be way better than he is. Like Michael Williams, the number, you know him, John, number, what was he for Georgia? Number 15, I think.
Yeah.
The bit, you know, he's not as good as he's going to be. But if you look at all the traits he has and all the explosiveness and all the potential, he's probably in 3 years going to be way better than he is right now. So the job of scouting is to figure out who they're going to be in 2 to 3 years, not who they are right now. So Kenneth Grant right now, I think he's pretty good. Not as good as Mason Graham, but even Sharon Moore will tell you, oh, if they both play to their very best capabilities, Grant will be better than Mason Graham.
You don't teach 6'3", 339.
Yeah, either, and by the way, he runs, like he's going to run in a 4.8. Like you don't, exactly, you don't. What he has, you can't teach it. You can't coach it. You can't train it. It's just not – he just has it.
What I am watching right now, and I'm listening to you, but I am watching a Romanian fight in the octagon. 10 amateurs against 2 pro fighters.
Okay, send that video, please.
It is the great – okay, the 2 pro fighters are heavyweights. The amateurs are not. They're skinny.
These are things like we used to talk about. Remember this guy wrote that great article, how many 12-year-olds could I beat up until they overtook me? Like, how many 12-year-olds would it take before they overtook me? And his number was something like he thought it would take 14. And he wrote an entire long paper about how what he would do. He would really hit one as hard as he could in the face. Right off the bat, he would attack one to scare the others off. And he had a whole strategy of how he would defeat these 12-year-olds. What you're telling me is we're taking a hypothetical thing that we talk about at a bar, and somebody in Romania said, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about it. Let's be about it. Round up 10 guys, and let's get them against 2 guys.
I put it in your – I DM'd it. So who do you think won? Dell? 10 guys, 10 amateurs – all at once against 2 pros.
Okay, when you say amateurs, are they amateur fighters? You mean just people
from
the street?
They're amateur fighters.
People
from
the street?
They're amateur fighters, but they're all smaller than the big guys.
I'm going to go amateur fighters eventually, guys.
If I go by action movie rules, the 2 guys would win.
Yeah, but I think in real life they wouldn't.
So 2 trained MMA fighters versus, I don't know, I think fear kicks in for the amateurs, particularly if they take that the other guys who's beating up 12-year-olds. If he punches one right, one of those guys punches one right in the face,
God,
and
the
they see blood,
kick.
I'm gonna go with the two big dogs.
2 big dogs won.
Yeah,
2 big dogs.
I would think so.
Yeah, because a couple of them had hit, they okay. I just got hit in the face. I'm done.
There's a certain point where like
these amateurs are not.
I don't like
very
get hit in the face
either.
I don't want to get in the face anymore.
These are guys who look like they don't want to be hit in the face, by the way.
I'm sure they got paid a pittance to go in there and do it.
Ooh!
And then they realize, this ain't worth it. I'm done here.
Yeah. No. I made a mistake. I made a mistake getting in here.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. What you have to factor in that John didn't tell you is, oh, wait, they just knocked the big guy down. See, they're cutting away, John. I don't know. Like, do they break if one of the big guys goes
they
down?
Don't
do
let you, they don't let them stay on the ground.
Okay, well, then the big guys end up having the advantage in.
Yeah.
But
both of them got knocked down, but they immediately the ref comes over and picks them up.
If they went by regular rules, then you would have four or five guys swarming them, and they wouldn't be able to get up and it would be over.
Right.
So you didn't tell me all the rules.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't there at the Romanian fight, so I know I didn't break it down.
It says Las Vegas. It was in Las Vegas. It says unless Las Vegas is just the sponsor and they're trying to get. It could be Las Vegas.
It says it's Romania.
John, okay. If you and Lance went back to back, like in an action movie, and the rest of the staff here at 97.5 came after you.
Well, you got the big problem.
And you don't get the saving grace of if you go to the ground, you get to get back up.
But Paul is a huge problem.
Is he a fighter?
Paul's coming in. Yeah, but Paul's from Boston. Coming in.
Paul's not even looking. Paul's throwing haymakers without even looking.
He's swinging as hard as he can.
And
Paul
is
could do that just on a regular Tuesday if things don't go the right way.
Yeah, if his laptop screws up,
never know. Paul's got some edge to him.
Yeah. Joel is going to be a problem.
Yeah, Joel will be a problem.
Brian, with his size is a problem.
Good gas out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think if Abigail and Sam came after us, we'd kick their ass.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, now Abigail's pretty athletic.
I kind of meant full-time staff, but sure, you can include them as well. I meant the people who are here. Well, Sam, I guess, counts.
We could beat Alan if he were still here.
But he's an intern.
I know, but still.
We can't beat up on interns.
But if he ran up on us.
He's not going to. Okay. If you back-to-back, how long do you... guys,
we
last
could against kick the wheelhouse's ass.
They don't work here anymore. That's great that you can do that, but they don't work here anymore. So you guys are lined up back to back, so no one can get
a
behind
lot of the
you.
Sales staff would be in trouble against us.
Let's go.
The full time. Judy and Brenda.
The full time. Stop saying you're going to beat up women. How about we stop saying that? The full time.
I'm not messing with Charlotte because she's my girl.
Yeah.
Charlotte. I'm not sure.
Charlotte listens to the show, too, so I'm not. Yeah. And Charlotte and I have been known at some point to go to our special cabinets.
Have a couple of drinks?
We'll go to our special cabinets on a Friday.
Full-time on-air staff.
Oh.
So it's Mapes, me, the Killer Bees, Gallant and George.
I just don't feel like
And Brian.
I feel like Mapes.
And Michael Carroll.
Yeah, see, Carroll's too comedy. He's too comic book.
No, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah,
you haven't heard him when he says, "Don't bother him at Super Bowl parties." There's a little anger in Michael Carroll that I did not know existed. So don't.
It's possible, but Mapes.
So we're talking about seven?
Mapes strikes me as a pacifist.
We're talking about seven, I think, when you include me, Mapes, Brian, and then.
Do we have a week to train?
And
stretch?
Sure.
Yeah, but listen. Paul's going to be a problem. Joel's going to be a problem.
It's 2-on-7.
We're taking them out.
It's 2-on-7. Are you winning?
We got to take out Paul and Joel. Is the first thing we have to do is we have to somehow defeat them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be pretty tough, 2-on-7. Let's do Judy.
No, stop.
Listen.
Stop it.
Did you watch those
women?
There's a stamina thing that's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Lance said, give us a week. What are you going to do? What's he going to do in a week?
Run this ramp up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
That's how Walter Payton got good.
In a week?
Yeah.
Probably took at least 2 or 3 weeks.
After a full – he's been training his entire life?
I'm going to tell you this. I think Mapes might be a problem.
I don't think he is. I think he's a pacifist.
Oh.
He's got the hair and the headband.
Listen, if he could take some free shots at us, I think he might.
Mapes is – he was Kent State. He was out there flower power. I think Mapes is like.
Didn't bad things happen to those kids?
Yeah, but not because they attacked somebody in a fight in an octagon.
Jeremy, one shot to the face, he's done.
Wow, that's disrespectful.
We got a break. HRP.
Now I've got to deal with this. I didn't think about this. I'm going to be up here working, and now the bees are going to come out, and I'm going to have to deal with this. They're going to be talking to me like,
"Well,
what did you guys say?
You showed deference. To
we got
Joel.
Respect for
you show deference and respect to Joel. It's Jeremy he disrespected.
But why did you say one shot to the face and
he's
over?
He's done.
No.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of it yourself.
Let me ask you, who does he see on a regular basis?
Joel?
No. Okay. Less regular than Joel, but on the road.
Kelvin Sampson?
Kelvin Sampson.
And the Cougs.
You don't think he's afraid of Kelvin Sampson?
Jeremy may have that dog.
You think he's adopted?
He may have
what
that
the
dog
program
in
is about.
Osmosis. Yeah, you don't know that, John. You're dealing with. You see Kelvin and the Cougars all the time. He may have that dog in him.
Bang, bang, one shot to the face. Boom, done.
Well, disrespectful. That's all I'm going to say.
Just combine the breaks.
Can't do that. You guys got too many lives to do.
Let's talk HRP right now. That's what we're going to do. I got to talk about disrespectful. You think Jeremy might file a complaint against me? Let's go. Okay, I'll take him on. I'll take him on in the with HR too. Let's go. Here's the deal. I'm just kidding, Jeremy. Just kidding. I hope you don't file a complaint against me because I'm nothing but love. Nothing but love for all the shows here. Here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to get HRP to your business. Just call them. Let them come and tell you what they're going to do for you. Let them tell you. They're going to break down your business and go, well, here's where we can save you money. Here's where we can save you money. I'm telling you, if you're trying to do your payroll yourself or if you have an admin company, I mean, are you looking at the bottom line of it? Because they're like, oh, well, look, at our payroll is this much. Oh, that's great. Wow, HR is this much. Oh, great. But then you get their 401k packages. You get their insurance or your benefits packages. You're like, wow, that's pretty expensive. That's the deal. That's what they're doing. Okay, HRP doesn't go about it that way. They do payroll. They do HR. They're going to do all your taxes. But they give you options for your 401k and your insurance packages. They're not making money off of that stuff. They are here for you. Your business, they're your partners. Everybody who we have, they come and do testimonials. They talk about what a great partner HRP is for their business. They'll be a partner for you too. They're our partners. We love them. We love them. They are awesome. And you'll love them too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.